Welcome to the Financial Flight Plan with Tim Estes and Bree Reyes. When it comes to your financial future, we believe the sky is the limit. We'll give you the proper tools to keep your engine portfolio running smoothly. Let us pilot the answers to some of your toughest financial issues. The Financial Flight Plan starts now.
You're listening to the Financial Flight Plan podcast. Thank you for tuning into the program. I'm here joined by Tim Estes and Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services. They are investor coaches and certified financial planners, CFPs, serving us here in the Metroplex from their office in Fort Worth. Joining me today on the program is Bree Reyes. And of course, you can find the team online at estesfinancial.net, not .com, but .net, estesfinancial.net, as well as on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. If you have questions and would like to talk with them, it's 817-444-8402. That's the number if you need to reach out, 817-444-8402. Bree, how are you today?
I am doing great, Mark.
Good to hear. I'm glad that you're having a good week and everything's been going better for you. I got a question for you. We were talking before we started about sports and whatnot. Do you enjoy the Olympics?
I love the Olympics. Do you? I am a Winter Olympic junkie.
Okay, Winter Olympic junkie. Okay, so a little bit more so?
I like the Summer Olympics, okay. But the Winter Olympics really are my jam.
All right. I like that. They're my jam. So let's talk about that then. So let's discuss, we'll use them for inspiration. How's that?
Ooh, okay.
So we'll turn our attention to maybe the not quite as popular Financial Olympics coming soon to a very obscure cable channel near you.
ESPN Ocho.
That's right. There you go. But if you have a great financial coach, you'll probably do pretty well in these events. And of course, I know that's what you and Tim do very well. You're investor coaches. So let's see how you would advise people for the games that we'll play here. I'll give you the first one, the cross-country inflation. What can you do with that? Maybe not winter. Well, I guess it'd be skiing, right? Skiing,
right, cross-country skiing. Yeah. Yes. We have our TVs literally on the Olympic channel for every single event. Okay. So I do know cross-country skiing rather well. I've never actually done it myself.
All right.
When it comes to cross-country inflation, what you should do is stress test your portfolio for different levels of inflation. Test your financial plan for rising inflation level scenarios. You also may want to look at it for healthcare costs as well, rising costs of healthcare. It's not quite included in the cross-country inflation, but it's also something you should do to make sure you're prepared, because those are the two biggest killers right now of retirement portfolios that we're seeing, or people in retirement, is inflation. Inflation can be really, really scary. And the scary thing is you don't see it happening. It happens in just small little chunks, and you don't notice that your lifestyle is getting more and more expensive. And over the course of, 30 years of retirement that we're in nowadays, that little 3% or so can add up very, very, very quickly. So it's important to watch out for and make sure your portfolio and your financial plan is protected against rising inflation scenarios.
Yeah, you certainly want to make sure you're trying to meddle in this, right? I always joke about inflation. I always say that it's kind of like calories. It's something that we all know exists, and we just kind of turn a blind eye to it, or we forget about it very easily. So it's like, calories are there. Like, you see the cheeseburger, you really want it. And so you have it. And so you kind of forget about the calories. And I always kind of look at inflation the same way. We know it's there. It chips away at stuff. It kind of expands deflates our financial waistline. And so you want to make sure that you're prepared when it comes with inflation. So pretty good for the Winter Olympics, the financial Winter Olympics, I should say. So pretty good start there with the cross-country inflation. What about the recession slalom? What have you got for that?
Ooh. So when we're looking at a slalom course, we're watching out for the twists and the turns,
okay,
of the economy, like a potential recession. So when it comes to this one, I would definitely make sure you have a globally diversified portfolio. And the reason so is you want to make sure you're in enough countries that if a recession hits your country or the United States, that we have a globally diversified portfolio. The economies of other countries can positively affect our portfolio.
Right. So you want to make sure that you're navigating those obstacles, right? Like the slalom would be being well diversified, not just in the, in the traditional markets, but in the international markets and so on and so forth, making sure that you're taking advantage of more than one asset class.
Exactly. And also making sure that you're consistently and systematically rebalancing that portfolio. So one area is maybe not getting too large,
right?
Because it can if you're not watching your portfolio and you're not consistently rebalancing, it can get out of favor very easily. You can get one sector or one part of the market can get way bigger than you need it to be. And that can hurt you in a recession potentially.
Yeah, no, and even with the climb that we've been on, even the last 20 months or so with the market being up, whatever it is, 30, 35%, rebalancing is still a great idea because you're not just going, oh, look at it climb. But, you know, depending on your age and your time horizon, rebalancing is a good idea because it might be time to adjust that risk a little bit. Maybe even though it's been going up, you know, pulling some back off of the table, if you will, is not the worst thing to do, even when it's on a climb like this, because again, we never know when there is a potential downturn. But it's always good to make sure that the risk that you're taking is appropriate for the time of life that you're in. I guess that's the way I would want to say that.
And when we rebalance here at Estes Financial, we're very disciplined in our rebalancing. A lot of people, the biggest place I see a problem with this is 401ks. People forget about their 401k and they're not automatically rebalanced for them. So then a recession hits or we have a market pullback and it affects their portfolio quite a bit. And usually that's their retirement asset.
Now, that's a good point. I would have forgotten about that one myself as well. So you're listening to the Financial Flight Plan podcast. We're having a little fun here today with Bree Reyes of Estes Financial Services. We're playing the Winter Financial Olympics. She's a big fan of the Winter Olympics, so we thought we'd have a little fun with that. And if you'd like to reach out to him, it's 817-444-8402. If you've got some questions, Bree and Tim, investor coaches and certified financial planners. Find them online at estesfinancial.net, as well as Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Okay, so back to the games here, Bree. How about the investment bobsled? That's got a nice ring to it.
Ooh, the investment bobsled. So that's when we're looking at income plans, investment plans, tax plans, and estate plans to make sure they're working together for your target goals. And the other thing you need to do, and we kind of touched on this a little bit earlier, is making sure we're stress testing all those different plans. What we see with a lot of people is they don't have an income plan in retirement anymore. And so what we want to do when I say income plan is we want to make sure your essential expenses are covered, or at least a large portion of them are covered by guaranteed income that you know that is coming in. And so that's something that we're working on quite a bit with because we don't have pensions anymore. Most people don't, at least. Some of us are lucky enough to still have them, but most people don't have them. And so they don't have the guaranteed income stream coming in. And so you definitely want to make sure you have an income plan and to see how much of your essential expenses are covered by the income plan in retirement.
Well, it's been said many times that if you don't have an income plan, you don't really have a retirement plan. So certainly a good point there when you're talking about the investment bobsled. So is there still the two-man and the four-man bobsled, right?
There still is, yes.
Yeah. So in a way, it's kind of like the four-man, or maybe even a little bit more in this case. You want to make sure that each one of those guys are doing the job in the bobsled, those all the little puzzle pieces, the income plan, the investment plan, the tax plan, the estate plan, they're all working together inside that bobsled to get the fastest time down the hill, if you will, right?
Exactly.
Well, we're having some fun here on the Winter Financial Olympics, if you will. We're kind of taking some Winter Olympic games and turning them into financial games. And how about the portfolio snowboarding? Snowboarding is kind of a newer Olympic sport over the last few years. What can we do with this?
Yes. And it's also one the U.S. has done very, very well in. And
yep. Hoping we'll Sean White usually is the reason why, right?
I love the flying tomato. Yes, and Hannah Teeter, I believe, is the U.S. women's.
Yep.
And I'd love to be able to snowboard, but I also like to keep all my limbs intact.
Yeah, you and me both.
Never actually tried it. But when I think of portfolio snowboarding, I think of talking about looking at a balance of the different investments within your portfolio. And we want to make sure your portfolio is optimized by your risk tolerance and your time horizon to make sure that it is working as efficiently with the least amount of drag as possible. So you can do the cool McTwisty twists and all the fun snowboarding stuff that they do, but to make sure that that is personalized for you and what you're comfortable with.
Well, I was just there thinking about the flying tomato comment. It's just, I mean, I know that's his nickname, but it's just an awesome... Such an awesome moniker.
I
think he is too, because he cut the hair, you know, a number of years ago, but still, it's such a great moniker sometimes. But anyway, we're having some fun here on the Financial Flight Plan podcast. So with the portfolio, again, balance, right? We're talking about that before. So balance comes into key with so many of these financial vehicles. You want to make sure that they're all working correctly and are in balance, being harmonious, if you will, with your retirement plan. And actually, this one, Bree, I've got one more here for you before we wrap up the podcast today. I actually find myself, when I catch this, I wind up watching it. In principle, I think you hear about it and you go, this has got to be so boring to watch, but it's curling. I actually really kind of like watching the curling competition. So financial curling was where we would go with this. But of course, you know what the curling is, right? Where they do the brushes and they're pushing that thing.
Go ahead. Forget the rules of it every, like, it's because we don't follow curling in Texas very
mostly. Well,
like,
we don't.
I don't even know if you can curl.
I don't think you can. That's right.
When I was in visiting Vancouver, they actually had a curling center, and I was very impressed. But to my knowledge, I don't know where a curling center would be in Texas.
Right. But I mean, obviously, it's a very Canadian game, but yeah.
It is. But this one's always fun, too. And I'd love to invite those people over to my house to clean for me because, like, their ability to sweep is so impressive. But when I think of financial curling, I'm thinking about making sure we are making sure there's no hidden insidious fees in your portfolio or anything that is keeping your portfolio from moving at the optimal speed. You know, that's what they're sweeping for, is they're making sure the ice melts. And so it's not a puck, I forget what it's called. So it can glide as far as it can glide. And that's what you want to make sure you're doing with your portfolios. We're getting rid of anything that is causing drag on your portfolio or slowing down what is that thing?
I forget the name of it. I'll have to check. Yeah.
The puck thing.
Yep.
And so you want to make sure your portfolio is working optimally. And when we do this or we stress test someone's portfolio when they come in and want to have a portfolio MRI or portfolio review, this is what we're looking for. We're making sure it is smoothly sliding along the ice. And sometimes there's some changes that need to be made. Sometimes the portfolio is perfect. But this is part of our portfolio MRI, is to make sure your portfolio is moving optimally toward the goal.
Yeah, I mean, clearing that path of those hidden fees, as you put, it's incredibly important because they can chip away. We started talking about inflation at the top of this, and it's the same kind of thing. You know, inflation, those hidden fees, they will chip away at your retirement nest egg. And so you want to make sure that you are, you know, working with the right coach on your financial team to get you through all this. And that's a lot of what you and Tim do at Estes Financial Services. Your coaches, your certified financial planners, and you really just help people pull all these facets together and, you know, get that right financial flight plan in place. That's a lot of what you guys do, right?
It's exactly what we do. And they're stones. I looked it up.
The stones. That's right. Yes, they are called stones. Curling stones. Yep.
Curling stones. Yes. But so that is exactly what we do. And you want to pull all of that together, and working with a team to do it is the most important thing, because you've worked hard for your money. Make your money work hard for you. Don't take unnecessary risks. Don't have unnecessary drag on your portfolio. And make sure you're well-diversified, rebalancing systematically, and removing those hidden inside fees or just any type of drag on your portfolio. And that's what we do every day here at Estes Financial Services.
Well, you've been listening to the Financial Flight Plan Podcast. We've been having fun with the Winter Financial Olympics here on the podcast. Reach out to Tim and Bree at Estes Financial Services, estesfinancial.net. That's estesfinancial.net to get them on your side to help get your financial Winter Olympics in shape, if you will. Find them on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn, or give them a call, 817-444-8402. Bree, as always, thanks for being on the podcast. This one was fun. I had a lot of fun on this one.
Yes, thank you so much. Go USA. And for everybody else out there, go and lead an abundant life.